Welcome to the Wide Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Moili'ili Honganji Buddhist Women's Association. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Shingo Furusawa of Honpa Honganji, Hawaii Betsuin. Good morning, Reverend Furusawa.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning into this program. Today, I'd like to talk about practicing good deeds in Shin Buddhism. In our community, society, and this world, there are a lot of problems. For example, wars and conflicts often happen all over the world. Gun accidents and race discrimination frequently occur in this country. The difference between rich and poor is also a big problem. In Hawaii, the homeless issue is an especially serious problem. Of course, environmental destruction also has a negative impact on our lives. You may think that you'd like to do something to solve the problems. Of course, it's very important for us to try our best to contribute to others and our community. But Jodo Shinshu or Shin Buddhism teaches us that we must be careful when doing good deeds. So today, I will talk about what we Shin Buddhists should be careful about when carrying out good acts. Once upon a time, there lived a Buddhist monk named Master Choka Dorin in China. He was very famous because he often gave good advice to people and guided them to the Buddhist way of living. One day, a man visited the master and asked him, "Hey master, what are the Buddhist teachings?" The master answered, "Do not do bad things. Always do good things. And we must purify our mind. These are the Buddhist teachings." The man laughed and said, "Master, you said to do good things and not to do bad things. But I knew that when I was 3 years old." However, the master replied with a smile, "Yes, the 3 years old knows it, but the 80-year old still finds it very difficult to do." What do you think about this story? It's very easy for us to understand that we should do good things and not to do bad things. However, it's very difficult for us to practice it. Please not forget the last words of the master's statement. The last one is the most important in his teachings. He said that we must purify our mind. Do you understand what purify our mind means? Simply put, it means that when doing good things, we should not think unnecessary things. For example, in 2004, I visited Hawaii for the first time to join the Overseas Minister's Training Program. I purchased some souvenirs for my friends. And after going back to Japan, I gave them to my friends. One day, when I met with one of them, I gave the souvenir to him. However, he just took it and said nothing. I felt bad and thought, "Why don't you say thank you?" Here is another example. One day, I went to the supermarket for shopping. After filling my cart with groceries, I went to the cash register. While I was there, another customer stood in the back of me. I noticed that he had very few items in his cart, while I had a lot. So I said to him, "Go ahead." However, he did not say anything to me. After paying, he went away. I was disgusted and thought, "Why didn't you say thank you to me?" Now do you understand what thinking unnecessary things means? My thinking, "Why didn't you say thank you?" was the unnecessary thing. Why do we tend to think of unnecessary things? It's because of our judgmental, self-centered mind. We always distinguish ourselves from others, tend to see everything with a self-centered view, and judge others selfishly. This is a judgmental, self-centered mind. Due to this mind, we tend to think words such as, "I'm kind to you," "I'm better than you," "Say thank you to me," or "You should return my favor." Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not suggesting that we don't have to say thank you when receiving favors from others. Of course, please extend your gratitude when others are kind to you. Also, I never said that we should not do good things. Needless to say, we should try to do good things. But when doing good things, we must be careful that we may be controlled by a judgmental, self-centered mind. It's because even when we do good things, the mind can spoil them. Also, we tend to be controlled by a judgmental, self-centered mind unconsciously. How can we not be controlled by the mind? What should we do? Self-reflection on Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion is very important to not be controlled by the selfish mind. At my temple, Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsin, members and ministers often read the Shinshu Pledge 1. It states, "I revere the light of the Buddha. I put my effort in my work with self-reflection and gratitude. I revere the light of the Buddha. I put my effort in my work with self-reflection and gratitude." Shinran Shonin, the founder of Shin Buddhism, revealed to us that Amida Buddha is a light. When the sun shines in a dark room, we can see the dust flying up. In the same way, if we are illuminated by the Buddha's light, we will be aware that we are always controlled by the judgmental, self-centered mind. If we can know that we are controlled by the mind, we will be able to try our best to not be controlled by it. Today, I talked about how we should conduct good deeds. When doing good things, we must be careful because we tend to be controlled by our judgmental, self-centered mind. In order to not be controlled by the mind, we need to reflect on ourselves and listen to Amida Buddha's teachings. Today, the Moiriri Honganji Buddhist Women's Association is a sponsor of this program. Thanks to them, we can listen to the Buddha Dharma together. I'd like to extend my gratitude to the BWA. Thank you very much, all of you, for listening to this message. In closing, let us recite the Onen Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Please put your hands together in Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namandab, 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 Namandab.
Thank you, Reverend Fujisawa, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 2nd, there will be no service at Moiliilihonganji. Instead, the public is welcome to hear Dr. George Tanabe of the Jodo Mission of Hawaii at the Hawaii Buddhist Council Buddha Day Hanamatsuri service at the Jodo Mission. The service is at 9:30 a.m. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Moiliilihonganji BWA, and our speaker, Reverend Fujisawa. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mr. Alan Goto of Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin. Namo Amida Butsu.